Welcome back to Northwestern Outdoors Radio. I'm John Cruz. I know it's a little early to talk about hunting, but there's a festival dedicated to waterfowl and elk coming up June 23rd to the 24th at the Polk County Fairgrounds in Rickreel, Oregon. With us here to tell us more about the Oregon Waterfowl Festival and Elk Camp is Mario Friendly. Mario, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
So, Mario, I've kind of kept up with the Oregon Waterfowl Festival off and on over the years. I thought this was usually up in St. Helens. Is the Polk County Fairgrounds, is this a new place?
We've been there before, probably about 5 years ago. We've kind of always tried to go north on I-5, south on I-5, try to go back and forth to kind of, you know, help folks out. So, yeah, we're back down there. We're familiar with the place. It's been there, so great people, great area. So, yeah, we're excited about it.
Rickreel, I'm not familiar with that specific town in Oregon. What's the closest big town?
Well, you'll have Independence, Monmouth. Salem's about 15 minutes, so we're pretty close to a major part of the state, which is Salem, the capital. So we're in a good spot. There's no doubt.
All right. Well, this is the Oregon Waterfowl Festival. So when it comes to waterfowl hunting, what are folks going to be able to see and do at this festival?
There's always lots to do and see. I'll run through a few of the bigger events. Obviously, everybody comes for the vendors and who shows up. And on the waterfowl side, you'll have everybody from all the local people that are big names. Your Bill Saunders, Dave Smith decoys. You'll have all the people that are local to here. To the northwest, Alex Langbell's coming over from the east side of Washington. He's got a new website and a new actual hunting product, which is called Gundog Outdoors. So lots of the great folks that everybody always sees in the northwest will be here, including some major manufacturers. So we got lots of great people coming. So vendors is one thing. We have all the calling contests, waterfowl and elk, so duck, goose, and elk calling contests. We will have a bunch of collectors that came last year. They're excited about coming again. So I bought some super cool old decoys and art things last year. They're so cool. So there's a bunch of collectors coming. We always have a world-class silent auction. And then the biggest thing is Saturday night, which is our barbecue, which is sponsored by Leupold. And what we do with that is we will have dinner. We'll have an auction, a live auction, and then Brittany Kellogg, who is actually, she's up from Vancouver. She was on American Idol a few years ago, so her and her band's going to sing for a couple hours, and tickets are $25 for that, so you get dinner, you get to sit in on the auction, and you get to see Brittany for a couple hours, so it's just a great weekend. Guys come back to it, and gals come back to it year after year just to have a good time, basically, and meet up with everybody, you know, and tell hunting stories.
Oh, it sounds like a fantastic time, Mario. So a couple of questions again about the waterfowl side of things. Yeah. If somebody comes there and is looking to book a hunt or maybe get information, is Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife there? Are there waterfowl hunting guides there too?
Yep, guides. ODFNW is there. Oregon Duck Hunters Association is there. Everybody that we can get to come will be there. Washington Waterfowl will be there. And like I said, some major vendors. SIG Optic is a big part of the festival on the elk side. So is Bowtech. And, you know, the elk side of thing, the elk camp side, this will be only the second year of elk camp, and it's growing. But this is the 17th year of the waterfowl festival. So this is a big thing that's been going on year after year. And it is a fundraiser, you know what I mean? We always stress that. Some folks just think it's just another, you know, it's just another sportsman show. But every penny that we can take, we keep some seed money for the next year, and we take our money and we've pushed it back into organizations like Delta Waterfowl, Ducks Unlimited, California Waterfowl, Washington Waterfowl. We've pushed it into projects on some of the refuge systems for hunting for kids. We've pushed it for a boat ramp, stuff, you know, projects on Savi Island. So the money that we can donate and put back in is put back into the Northwest for hunting opportunities.
Mario, this sounds fantastic. We've got to go. But folks, as you just heard, there's going to be a whole lot going on if you're a hunter at the Oregon Waterfowl Festival and Elk Camp. It's taking place June 23rd and the 24th at the Polk County Fairgrounds in Rickreel, Oregon. If you want to find out more about attending this event, which again, looks like it's going to be a ton of fun, and providing some money for some really good causes that Mario just talked about, go to the website, OregonWaterfowlFestival.com. You'll find admission prices. You'll find the hours of the event. Again, that's OregonWaterfowlFestival.com. Mario, thanks for sharing all of this with us here today on Northwestern Outdoors Radio.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
There's a real Scooby-Doo mystery playing out near Denton, Montana this spring. According to Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks, a large wolf-like animal was shot and killed May 16th by a rancher near Denton, and it has wildlife officials and the public wondering exactly what kind of animal it is. This creature came within several hundred yards of the rancher's livestock. The rancher shot it and reported it as required. The animal was a young, non-lactating female and a member of the dog family, which includes dogs, foxes, coyotes, and wolves. The animal originally was reported as a wolf, but several Fish, Wildlife, and Parks wolf specialists looked at photos of it, and they doubted it was a purebred wolf. They said the canine teeth were too short, the front paws too small, and the claws on the front paw were too long. So, it was a hybrid wolf dog, right? That's not unusual. It's not the first time a wolf hybrid has gotten into trouble in ranch country. Well, maybe and maybe not. Photos of the dead animal ignited a bit of a frenzy on the internet, with some speculating the animal is a starving juvenile grizzly bear. But that doesn't compare to some of the crazy theories espoused on social media, which includes opinions reported in the Spokesman Review that perhaps the creature was a dire wolf. In case you were wondering, I know I was, what a dire wolf is. They are an extinct species that roamed the North American continent between 125,000 and 10,000 years ago and were never heard from again until they were mentioned in a Grateful Dead song. And then there's the online chatter about Dogman, kind of like Bigfoot, but dog-like instead of ape-like. One person who thinks that's what it is tends to be a bit big on conspiracy theories, saying Dogman are, quoting here, spotted each day, and the government quells any and all reports. Several people report being strong-armed into keeping quiet about the reports by men wearing black suits. These are just facts. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Getting back to reality, Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks sent the carcass to the department's lab in Bozeman, where tissue samples will be collected, then shipped to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service Laboratory in Ashland, Oregon, where scientists will extract DNA from cells looking for markers specific to individual species. Those markers will then be compared to samples of known species on hand and will figure out exactly what this creature is. Until we do, though, we'll leave you to stew on this, listening to this old classic about wolves and fairy tales from Sam Sham and the Pharaohs.
Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood, you sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want. Listen to me, Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girl should go walking in these spooky old woods alone. Oh! What big eyes you have, the kind of eyes that drive wolves mad. So just to see that you don't...
Come experience the wonder of Oregon's seventh wonder, the Wallowas. Located in the heart of Northeast Oregon's Wallowa County, you'll find yourself anticipating the thrill of experiencing and exploring this rugged country. Join up with some of Oregon's premier guide services and ride into the Eagle Cap Wilderness or float the Wallowa, Grand Ron, or Wild Snake River. Bring the family and experience one of Oregon's seven wonders, and you'll wonder why you haven't been here before. Your experience begins at WallowaCountyChamber.com.
Are you looking to reel in the marketing opportunity of a lifetime? Then set the hook, because we've got it right here for you. America Outdoors Radio has sponsorships available, and we offer affordable platforms to reach thousands of listeners interested in fishing, hunting, and the outdoors. Find out more by contacting John Cruz through his website at AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com.